British Public Radio. Health.
Millions of us could be spending hours of our precious time sticking to lengthy exercise routines when all we need to do is short bursts of activity each day. That's according to a recent Boston University study, which is likely to be music to the ears of gym goers, with new research showing that close to two-thirds of people admit they're wasting money on a gym membership and not getting much out of it. I'm joined now by fitness journalist Julia Buckley. Well, Julia, firstly, what did the Boston University study reveal?
The main upshot was that you can get the same sort of benefits from doing just 10 minutes of exercise a day, spending hours in the gym or possibly even more. This is because when a lot of people go to the gym, they tend to just think, well, right, I'm going to do an hour's gym membership. And they just go through the motions and plod away for an hour. Whereas if you really go for it for just 10 minutes, you can actually push your fitness a lot further and even burn the same amount of calories and get all the same benefits, if not more.
So what kind of things are we talking about during that 10-minute burst?
Yeah, well, you've got to work, you've got to sweat, you've got to get the heart going, you've got to get the breathing going. It doesn't have to be any one specific type of exercise. It doesn't even have to be formal exercise, even something like, you know, heavy-duty gardening or even DIY if you're really sort of pushing yourself physically and feeling the burn, as it were. You can get the benefit.
And do you agree with the findings of that study as a fitness expert?
Well, I would recommend that people do more than 10 minutes of exercise a day, but it is true that rather than just plodding away for hours on end, you can get the same benefits in 10 minutes, but I'd rather see people doing sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes of really going for it and mixing up different types of exercise than just 10 minutes a day.
And some research was done here as well, which shows that people who do sign up to gym memberships actually struggle to get a lot out of them. What were the findings of that report?
Yeah, two-thirds of people said they felt like they were wasting their money, which is a shame because, I mean, some of these gym memberships can be £2,000 a year, well, the sky's the limit, really. One in six said they didn't feel like they were getting any fitter. 60% said they didn't really do a very extensive workout when they were there. And 30% said they didn't even break into a sweat.
Seems like a bit of a waste of time in a way. What is your advice to people who do want to get fit and lose weight, and that's probably most of us, but don't want to spend too much time and money doing so?
Well, yeah, I mean, gyms are not necessary is one thing. I mean, great for people who it works for, but it's not for everyone. You can invest in a piece of home exercise equipment. A lot of people go to the gym and just tend to stick around one piece of equipment anyway, be it an exercise bike, treadmill, cross trainer, and all these are available for home use now. And I mean, the technology in the last few years and these things has come on tremendously. For example, Kettler are launching their new Racer S exercise bike, which does some really cool stuff. You can simulate racing the Tour de France on there. And my favourite feature is they have a screen where you input a piece of food that you've, or a meal or item of food that you've eaten recently. And it shows you, for example, say you put a burger in and you'll get a screen in front of you showing you a big picture of a burger, and underneath there's a progress bar where you can see how many calories you've burnt versus what's in the burger, so you can gradually see the calories in that burger being burnt away as you're working away on the bike.
One of the other things I noticed in the study was that a lot of people are actually embarrassed when they're in gyms about exercising in front of other people, whether they don't look, you know, attractive or if they sort of look like they don't know what they're doing. I guess working out at home takes that away, but what's the key really to doing exercise properly when you're at home, because you don't necessarily have anyone there showing you what to do?
Yeah, it's a shame when people feel like that, but one way of getting around it is to start out by working at home and build up your confidence. I mean, if you buy a good piece of equipment, most people know how to work out properly on an exercise bike or treadmill anyway, but the technology that comes with the Kettler kit really supports you and makes sure you're doing the form right and that you're getting the most out of the time that you're putting in, which is really key, because a lot of people don't have a lot of spare time to exercise, so you want to maximise the benefits that you're getting in return for the time you're putting in.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your advice, Julia Buckley.
No problem. Thanks.